welcome to episode 17 of School Improvement. Today's topic is school fund balance, what it is, how you use it, how much you should have, and how does it relate to your daily operations. It's first important to know with fund balance that your fund balance is a snapshot in an audit, usually at the end of the year, that would tell you at the end of the year, when you cleaned out all your line items and begin to look at next year, how much money is unassigned in what's called a fund balance. The fund balance is not cash that sits on hand all the time. It is money that would be available to a district to use when needed. And also, it provides funds available for cash flow because the states don't pay you every single month. There are months where you get state aid and months where you do not. During those times, the district has to have a fund balance to make payroll. My district in California, for example, had about $1 million payroll every single month that we had to meet. That payroll sometimes came out of fund balance because we hadn't received our state aid yet. And if we don't have that fund balance, you would have to borrow money to make payroll, which is something you don't want to have to do. You don't want to have to spend money to make your payments. So when you look at a district's fund balance, there are several things to look at. One is called unassigned fund balance. That is truly cash on hand at the end of the year if everything closes out correctly and your budget works. Generally speaking, business managers try to get really close to the budget because it predicts fund balance and how much you spent systematically. There are also fund balances that are called designated or targeted fund balances. For example, a district I was in targeted about $100,000 a year into their fund balance to pay for an artificial turf replacement in 15 years. So sometimes school districts target their fund balance to pay for a long-term project. It's very common, it makes great sense, and it's one of those things that as employees, you have to understand this is ultimately a business that has to break even, not profit, but at least break even. And in that business, you have expenses to run your facility that go up and down, and sometimes there are major repairs, just like a giant house. So you can think of fund balance as a savings account like you have, and you can think of your home expenses are very similar. The school sites are just big houses with lots of expenses for roofs and boilers and all kinds of things to make them operate. So how much fund balance should a district have? Virtually every auditor gives the exact same opinion. They usually say that you need about a 17% fund balance to operate correctly, where you don't have to worry about cash flow and you have enough to take care of issues. Generally speaking, 17% represents 2 months of operating expenses for your district. So in other words, with no state aid, you have 2 months of operational cost that you can handle before you have a problem. So a 17% fund balance is the norm, it's the expectation, and it's the place that you really need to start from. If it's lower than that, it's problematic for a district, and you need to get to a place where you get to 17%. Now, everything over 17% is something we need to talk about. There are some very simple principles to live by in a school district. One of those is don't spend more than you take in. If you create a systematic deficit spending situation, you will wear out your fund balance in a hurry. Fund balances are like GPAs. They're really easy to drop and really hard to build back up. So your fund balance, you need to not systematically be draining it year after year after year, or it's going to be gone soon. One of the things you have to be careful about is to not have contractual settlements that are constantly drawing more than you take in. So the key is to spend the 17% above that what you need to have. And how do you do that on a regular basis? Certainly you get increases. Those increases, along with your increase in expenses, sometimes generate additional revenue. That additional revenue, not only could you should spend that on teachers and kids. That's part of the whole funding system. The goal is not to have a gigantic fund balance, because at some point you're shortchanging students and staff of opportunities you could be creating. So a 17% fund balance is a reasonable amount that is very defensible by virtually every auditor you work with. Schools are no different than any other business. It's very unpredictable and volatile market. As wages go up, the cost of healthcare is skyrocketing and on the absurd side, and also other costs, fuel and things go up, and to maintain your facilities. Those are costs that you can somewhat manage, but you have to realize they're going up. And does your revenue in match the amount that you're going up? We've been very fortunate in most of my districts I've been in to have a pretty good balance of that. But I have worked in districts where they had a 3% fund balance, and I've worked in a district where they had 40% fund balances. Both are problematic, and both need to be worked on. Remember, when you're looking at budgets and deficits and spending, a normal district ranges between 60 and 80% of their budget is to provide staff, wages, benefits, and health care, and all kinds of other things. But people tie up 60 to 80% of your budget. Generally speaking, the more people you have, the closer you get to 80%, the tougher it is to have a fund balance. The lower you get towards 60, the more likely you are to have cash available for a fund balance that allows you to do different things. But 80% of your staff cost, if that's 80% of your budget, you need to put the brakes on and figure some things out. When schools reduce budgets, I like the concept of spreading it over evenly. Remember, there are no good cuts in education. There's nothing we don't do that doesn't affect kids. And cutting programs, cutting staff, impact kids dramatically. Remember, the vast majority of your money is tied up in staff. It's the easiest place to make the biggest dent on a deficit. However, it's also the most impactful. You can only reduce so much cost in lighting and other ways to maneuver energy to try and save a little bit here and there. The real issue is to get yourself out of systematic deficit, or as they call it in Minnesota, statutory debt. We can't be in a position where we're overspending on a regular basis. We have to balance what we do. Remember, when you're reducing a budget, that people should be the last thing, programs should be the second from last, and the most obvious thing is to reduce things you're purchasing. Remember, there's a big difference between need to do and nice to do. In budget deficit world, the nice to do's go out the door and get put on a list for when we can do it. A couple detail points to remember: food service, athletics, and bond issues have their own budget. Generally, in most districts, this general fund has to supplant food service and athletics to make their budget work. In other words, your gate receipts aren't bringing in enough money to pay for the coaches, the players, everything you do. So the general fund supplants that. In most districts, that happens in food service. I happen to be in a rare district now where that's not happening. But in a lot of districts, it costs money to do food service. The federal government does not give the reimbursement we need to make it happen. So food service has its own budget, its own fund balance, just like athletics, and bond issues always have their own budget. And so that's a really important thing to remember. So in closing, just a couple simple things to remember. There's a saying that my Montana folks have taught me, don't spend more than you take in. And also, to be diligent, there's a big difference between nice to do and need to do, and you have to sort that out. Remember that fund balance represents a snapshot. It is not money sitting in the bank. It is if everything goes correctly at the end of the year, this is your cash surplus. In other words, similar to a savings account, but it gets used fluidly throughout the year. It's really important to remember 17% should be the mark that people look to be at. It's a good place where you have 2 months of operation and should be a sustainable place. So thanks for listening. I appreciate it. And as usual, give me a review or send me an email and say, hey, could you talk about this topic? Thanks for listening to episode 17 of School Improvement. This is Mark Westerberg. See you later.